K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, K-State Sports Saturday on another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here in Kansas City, Missouri, Saturday, the 20th of January. How about that? Got it right this time, the date, 2024. Checking in real quick here. I don't have much time, and of course, the indoor track and field team, I will touch base on that at the back end of the K-State Sports Saturday episode. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate you for stopping by for a minute and giving us a lesson. Big announcement coming next week at some point. Of course, now with the pod being with that, you still find a Pro Project podcast on that as well. That's going to be solely for bonus content. Now I'm going to have to upgrade my subscription on that as I found out today. So I can't upload the episodes that were happening recorded for the last, several months now, really going back to August before the football season started. So that's going to have to wait for a little bit more longer. So I apologize for that. But as soon as I do figure it out and upgrade my subscription on there, you will get bonus content on that channel, the Pro Project Podcast Podbean channel there as well. But for the main channel, iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is, Audio Boom. We are continuing to roll out content whenever it is necessary. K-State women's basketball, well, they found the answer. And I'm actually recording this before K-State men's basketball takes the floor, part of the Legends Weekend doubleheader today against Oklahoma State, which is about to tip here. Well, actually, it's already tipped. So we're going to just do this real quick. K-State Sports Saturday, part 3. The women found the answer. Noe Lee, no problem, really. For Kansas State women's basketball, they took care of KU 69-58. Again, more postcast from both of these games coming in the week next week. But Serena Sundell, 15 points. I think Sianna Walker also hit double digits as well. I think she had 12 in the game as well. Serena Sundell led K-State 15 points in the game this afternoon. Sianna Walker off the bench with 12. But how about a shout-out? I called this name out yesterday on the podcast. That person, Eliza Maupin, who has been sitting, right, because of Aoka Lee. And, well, not for a bad reason, but just Aoka Lee, you know, she's Aoka Lee, right? So, yeah, so Eliza Maupin, you have to get her in more involved, take advantage of the situation, and she did that, I believe. Last time I looked, before a Ravens playoff game, which I'm recording this during the, I got a lot going on. So, Ravens, last time I checked, up 2 touchdowns after being tied at halftime by the 4-seeded Houston Texans here. And we got track and field up. I got it up right here. We'll get to that in a second. But yeah, Eliza Maupin, 8 points. Now, it could have been more, but 8 points was perfect from the field. 3 of 3. Sanchez had 4 off the bench. So Eliza Maupin, I believe, started this game and delivered big time. You get that much effort, or not much effort, shouldn't say that, much production from her. Ooh, that's just a bonus going through. Without Yoki for a month. So again, if you missed out on the podcast last night, please go back and check it out. We had breaking news with Aoka Lee missing for the next few weeks with an ankle injury. I don't know the extent of that for the time being. Of course, the men's basketball team just got on the way, so I will not announce a score right now because I don't have that much time right now devoted to that. So we'll get on. We will touch base with both women's and men's. I'm talking way too fast. Basketball games on the postcast edition coming up on Monday or Tuesday at some point there as well. But I want to get an update with the track and field indoor, right? Because we have not talked much about that. We talked about a little bit yesterday's podcast. We'll talk some more here right now. And of course, day 2 came to a close, but we're just going to look at day 1 there. 9 Wildcats competed in 5 field events. Junior Monique Hardy won the women's right throw today. Well, actually, not today, but yesterday. Meanwhile, 3 more finished in a runner-up spot. 2 more inside the top 5. Jasmine Greer, a senior. Charlotte Catamore Williams finished 4th and 5th, respectively, in the weight throw behind winner Monique Hardy. We have right here Tamaya Kuntz finishing the top 10 there in the 8th spot there as well. Senior Caden McCall put down a new personal best in the men's weight throw in consecutive meets, finishing 2nd with a throw over 70 feet, 21.36 there as well. The high jump included Devin Richardson, 2nd runner-up there. Well, he finished up in 2nd there, put out a high jump of 7.25. Sophomore Sharee Inro, we talked about on yesterday's episode of the Pro Project Podcast, also finished run-up as well. And then Vanessa Merceta finished inside the top 10 with a 7th place finish right there. So we have it right there as well. I will not pull up day 2. Again, we'll backtrack to this a little on next week's episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Again, shout out to my co-host Alex Ayne. Finally got him back on the pod. We did record a bonus episode, but again, like I told you on the top of K6 Sports Saturday Day, can't get that because I got to upgrade my subscription on that. So I have to take care. I have to take care of that at some point. When I do, all those episodes will be posted on that as well. I'm recording this K-State Sports Saturday on January 20, 2024 in Kansas City, Missouri. The men's basketball team just got underway. Again, I will not check in on that I will check in on that, but just not right. Just not right now. We got NFL action going on currently right now. Let's see here. Let me back up. Let me see if I can get that real quick. Here, let's see. Last time I said, yeah, Ravens extending. They were tied at 10 apiece. Now it is 31-10, less than 7 minutes ago, and the Ravens are pretty much, unless an epic collapse. We've seen that before on some games, but Ravens, upon a serious collapse, look like they're going to go to the AFC Championship game after concerns. Really, I was concerned. I was concerned for them at halftime there, 10-10 with the Texans there, but now they're putting a whole stranglehold. That is now 21 straight unanswered points by the Baltimore Ravens since halftime. And then later on tonight, my brother's team, the Packers, looking to upset the 49ers there. The Packers blitzed the Cowboys last week. They're in that one, sending the Cowboys home. Now the Packers will have their uphill battle against the 49ers, a number one seed there. That is later on here in just a little bit. And then tomorrow, while I have it on the NFL playoff page, the divisional round, the Bucks, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, take on Detroit Lions there in game 1. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff there. And then here in Kansas City, well, not here, but all of Chiefs Kingdom, Patrick Mahomes. This is the first game he's going to play, playoff game on the road, must-see TV against Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, tomorrow night. That is just after a 5:30 kickoff there in Buffalo there for right for the Chiefs. They're going to have to go another way unless something happens there with the Ravens. Looks like the Ravens are going to be hosting the AFC Championship game, so Chiefs will have to do it. If they're going to get back to the Super Bowl, will have to do it the hard way. Go on the road to beat Josh Allen for 1, and then get past them. If Lamar Jackson finish it off against Houston here in about 5 minutes, they're going to have to do it against 2 of the top quarterbacks in the AFC. So a lot going on there. The women take care of business here back in Manhattan against a rival KU. Now the men are in action currently against winless conference foe Oklahoma State. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get it wherever podcasts are found. That's going to do it on this K-State Sports Saturday. Again, we're going to try to keep this thing rolling. We like what you're doing right now here as we get into late January. But that's going to wrap things up for right now. Appreciate it again. Big thanks to Alex A. This is your first time listening to the podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available 4 or 5 days a week whenever we do post content. I'll stay out there in the state of California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Again, stay tuned for pretty much an official announcement rounding pretty much about me and this podcast. Again, don't worry. We're going to be moving forward with this podcast. I said that. Moving forward with this podcast. Either way, So we're going to be rolling with that, but I got a big announcement coming next week. For right now, we're going to settle in for the rest of the sports weekend here. K-State men's basketball going on right now as we're ending this podcast. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to you next week.